in the island of Kauai. Greetings from spirit to spirit, soul to soul. It is truly a joy to welcome you again to this new series of important healing tapes to help prepare you for the Infinite Way Healing Seminar next Easter. By now you should have your invitation to the seminar, and if not, and you want one, or another one perhaps for a friend, please get in touch with me at my home, Herb Fitch, P.O. Box 278, Hanalei, H-A-N-A-L-E-I, Hawaii, 96714. And thank you. Our healing seminar will begin next Easter on a Thursday night, April 12th, 1990. And will extend to April 16th. It will take place just outside Chicago at a very lovely resort called Oak Brook Hills Hotel and Conference Center. And I know that our work there will be very, very special. We're going to learn to practice new dimensions in spiritual healing. Many Infinite Way students do not have a specific idea about the nature and the method of spiritual healing, or just what spiritual healing can be and cannot be. Many friends call for spiritual healing. Usually, there are those who only call when everything else has failed. Then there are others who lean heavily on spiritual healing and on the practitioner. And all too often, they expect only mundane results, not spiritual unfoldment. This seminar will be special in that its purpose will be to make you self-sustaining, confident that you are functioning under perfect divine law. To accomplish this, we must say many things that we cannot say to normal students. Things that are only appropriate when the issues that we face appear to be life and death. We must speak in more absolute terms, because upon you much depends. Some of you may be shocked by what we say, but be sure that it is all necessary for your own success. We're going to brush aside comfortable concepts that lull us into a pleasant dream state until we are ready and awake. And not plunged into a flow of seemingly incurable conflicts. The seminar will be unique for many of you. If you are a healing practitioner seeking advanced techniques or if you feel an inner calling to be a transparency for the light, I believe this seminar will and can play a vital role in your journey to higher realms of consciousness. The power and scope of spiritual healing are virtually unknown in our mental material world. Most people know it only by name, and usually by hearsay. Exactly what is spiritual healing? What makes it so different? Why is it totally unlike any other type of healing known to the world? How can society learn to depend on spiritual healing to lift itself above world problems that no man or nation has been able to solve? We will find all the answers, we hope, in these tapes that are to follow. One feature, above all, distinguishes spiritual healing apart from every type of healing on earth. That pearl of great price that unique feature, which is the very substance of all Christ healing, and which can govern every student who seeks the invisibility and the invincibility and the dominion of divine omnipotence. That feature was revealed on earth when the Son of Man declared, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." In this one eternal truth, proclaimed by the Master of Masters, you will find the termination of all disease, the end of every war, the triumph of man over every human problem, the path to life eternal, without an aging process, without disability, without deterioration, and without human limitations. Whoever contacts the power of resurrection will radiate Christ healing to the world. And will walk in the kingdom of eternal life, lifting his brothers on earth. That is what we are here to learn how to do. Spiritual healing is the gift of God to his eternal Son. These Christ words make every man a spiritual healer who hears them within. They are the words of power, direct from divine source. They are the substance of divine life, and they are backed by the unlimited resources of infinite spirit. These words tell us another secret that no man is a healer. Only Christ's power released through man, through his immortal soul, can perform the greater work. And finally, these words reveal one of the most exciting truths that is destined to change our world. A truth so unsuspected that our realization of it in fullness will make all the baffling, horrifying evils on earth dissolve into total nothingness. That truth, awaiting your recognition, is simply this. Please, jot it down in your book of things to know forever. Nothing, absolutely nothing, in God's creation needs healing. Nothing in God's creation needs healing. When you truly believe that, know that, and are true to the truth of that, you will be one of the world's great spiritual healers. Because that is your number one healing truth. I know that when you learn it well, the world will be the path to your door. If you cannot be persuaded that anything or anyone created by God needs healing, correction, or improvement, you will experience the healing power of Christ. On the other hand, if you can be persuaded that something in God's creation needs healing, I can tell you now, your patient will not receive divine help, because you will be separated from God's universe in that belief. You will separate yourself. If you believe in a God who is imperfect, you are believing in what does not exist. There is no such God. And your divided consciousness will deceive you into a false relationship with the God who does exist. Today we must move out of your divided consciousness. We must open your eyes to the healing Christ within. Today, we must restore the conviction that divine love, divine wisdom, divine power have no opposition and no opposite. That they are always maintaining God's perfect creation. Everywhere in the universe, including where you stand. And so now with your inner ear, listen carefully, not for sounds, but for meaning. Until your whole being is receptive. To a presence within you. A presence. With a message. From the kingdom. To your soul. A message saying to you with total truth, that only your enlightened soul can hear. I am the resurrection. And the life. I am come that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. The Christ within presents through you this message. The illusions of error will be released in your patient, revealing God's perfect and eternal idea where suffering had fooled the world mind. Christ entering your consciousness is the healer, the miracle worker, the resurrection from the grave of illusion. And this inner revelation of the perfect spiritual reality is the true spiritual healing. As contrasted to medical, mental, metaphysical, holistic, and other types of healing. It is a matter of degree. If we seek improvements to make life more bearable, in our material consciousness or mental consciousness, we overlook the whole self. Physical healing, financial stability, emotional balance compel us to the most direct route to fulfill these needs, to establish peace as quickly as possible. And in our anxiety to restore a relative degree of comfort, we seek immediate relief from pain or stress, while overlooking the long-range recovery needed on higher levels. Without realizing the total possibilities available, we fall into a strange trap. We do not expect the maximum from our healers. We seek temporary repairs for human bodies. And that is precisely what we get. Rarely more. Our patch-up job, it may work for a while. But later, when it fails, if it fails, we seek more temporary relief. Surgically, mentally, medically, psychologically, economically, never realizing that all our human healings are in the dream mind, the dream body, the dream life that imitates the true creation of God. So healings are temporary, fragmentary, because they are not backed by God power or God substance. The simple fact is that these healings are performed by mortals for mortals in time that God did not create. And there is still another side to this picture that has never truly been presented to the public. When the patient dies on the operating table, where is God power? Does God heal one patient and not another? When the condition is arrested but returns, did God change God's mind? Or was God ever in the picture in the first place? The truth is that the limitations of matter and mind are the limitations of material mental healing. They are inevitable. World mind is the very substance of mortality, and all mortals are bound by the same limitations. Time, space, and matter. Mortality worships two powers, good power, evil power. All mortals stumble into this same bottomless pit, worshiping a make-believe God who creates good and evil, and then impotently stands by while evil powers kill, terrorize, or violate helpless powers of good. So you see, mortals have a very superficial concept of life. It begins with birth. It ends with death. And within this fragmentary framework, all so-called healings are very shallow, very partial, and very temporary. Just like mortality itself. The function of the spiritual healer is to bypass material law with its belief in two powers, not to deal with human limitations or human bodies, kingdom of the spiritual healer is not of this world. He never prays to God outside his own being. He never makes the mistake of treating the symptoms of a disease, or even of treating the disease itself. This is very important. When you can learn to dissolve karma, you can transcend pain, you can reveal celestial harmony, boundless peace, wholeness, where the human eye sees disease, disability, even death. All spiritual healing secrets can be learned. We call them esoteric because they are performed by invisible mystical techniques. Beyond the cognition of the senses of man, beyond the perimeter of the human brain, they defy understanding. But they work when your consciousness is awakened to the invisible spiritual reality around you. And when these mystical principles work for you, when they happen, when they manifest, they prove beyond the shadow of doubt that the power of God is available and ever ready to reveal the divinity of all men. Your soul, your spirit, your life are now immortal. The spiritual healer accepts your immortality and contacts the divine life source and lets the resurrecting Christ reveal its perfection, its perfect presence where you stand. Forsaking all human concepts of health and of life, the spiritual healer is one with the truth of God, voiced in Scripture or within his soul. He is never interested in human authorities who are misled by world beliefs. The one, the only authority he obeys is his Heavenly Father, the perfect creator of reality, who is also the father of all spiritual immortals. The garment of spirit is substituted for the garment of skin. The spiritual healer knows his patient is spirit, the Son of God, and that his Father has laid down the flawless rules of spiritual healing. No man can improve them. By obeying these rules, these divine principles, he invites infinite Christ power to break the hypnosis of the dream, to reveal the pure creation, without evil, without darkness, to dissolve all karma, to replace the illusion of defective, deteriorating mortal bodies and mortal limitations. With the original divine blessings of harmony and eternal perfection. When you experience the changeover from human mind to Christ mind, which is the renewal of mind spoken of by Paul, all things become possible. As a spiritual healer living in the spiritual consciousness of life, you are God-led, God-fed, God-directed, God-sustained. Linked to Christ within, you build receptivity to God power. As Christ's love pours through you, the walls of fear and distrust between people and nations come tumbling down. Water flows over parched land. Divine joy fills the soul of man with new hope, new understanding, new life. I found on page 81 in Joel's book, The Thunder of Silence, this statement. People of any nation can be saved. of any race, of any family, if they have learned to pray and to open themselves so that the voice can speak within them, direct them, lead them, guide them, feed them, clothe them, house them. May now, in stillness, contemplate these words. All nations can be saved, all people can be saved by the resurrecting Christ within you. Within you is the potential for a better world. Release that resurrecting Christ within you and let Christ do the work. This is the task at hand. Right now, God is ising. You do not have to ask God to be or to do anything at all. You stand in the infinite silence awaiting His living word. Don't push that word away. Father, I await your words, your word, your grace. I am ready to serve. I'm ready to know your truth and to follow it. I'm ready to live it daily. I'm ready to lay down my life that your life in me may live. For I know that your life is my life, and I have no other. I am immortalized now. All sense of mortality has been my dream. All sense of a life separate and apart from the Father within has been my dream. I cannot have such a life. That is the world dream, and I no longer subscribe to it. Now, let us plant within ourselves new healing principles based on the knowledge that nothing in God's creation needs healing. Let us open the door of consciousness to infinite God power. By trying to understand who and what God really is. Is God a man? Or is God the creative principle of life? Is God a separate individual? Or is God myself and the self of all? Is God finite or infinite? Does God, the creative principle of life, say, "It is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom"? Do I trust that? Do you trust that? Does the world trust that? If God is infinite, intelligence, what can any man tell infinite intelligence that God does not already know? Is God love infinite? Is it available to saint and to sinner? Then what is hate but a concept? What is stupidity but a concept? If God is infinite intelligence, love, and power, what is a problem? Is there a God of good and a God of evil? Does God love help young people and not old people? Did God say, "My grace is thy sufficiency in all things to young people as well as to old people"? Are God's children underprivileged? Do you see? Divine truth reveals that God's grace is infinite. God's love, intelligence, and power are infinite. God's abundance is infinite. Then what is wrong in the human picture? We do not believe God. That's the truth. We shorten his kingdom. We believe God is for some, not others. We believe there is a power that can keep God's love away from one group, from one race, from one color. We believe there is a power that can cripple, hurt, or kill us. We believe God is not the only power. And we accept these anti-Christ powers because we have seen them operate among us. But now, we face the real cause of our problem. We have accepted these problems with our human mind. We have not accepted these problems with our Christ mind. Think on that. The same human mind has also accepted you as a human being. That is not the way for a spiritual era. A correction must be made. Let us be still a moment longer as we contemplate how we are going to make that correction.